Last week, thousands of Christians gathered in Nashville for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. The NRB was formed in the early years of radio broadcasting, when evangelical broadcasters who were faithfully proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ built radio audiences in the millions. This threatened liberal mainline denominations who wanted a ban on religious broadcasting that was not done by, quote, responsible religious broadcasters like themselves. On Thursday night of the conference, Donald Trump was the speaker. He hit every issue Christians and conservatives care about. He identified himself as a believer, but he focused on his audience, people involved in communicating the gospel and spreading God's truth. He spent a lot of time on religious liberty, the freedom of Christians to practice our faith. He addressed the growing threats to religious liberty and promised to, quote, protect God in the public square if he is elected. But as I sat in that audience, what impacted me the most was President Trump's words about the good Christians do for the country and the world by using pulpits and the media to tell people about Christ and his principles, and by loving people and caring for their needs. It was as if he was speaking not so much to get our votes as to encourage us to keep doing what we are doing and step it up. This was encouraging, but I couldn't help wondering if the church is doing enough. Is our message clear or watered down? Are we worthy of the compliments this former president was articulating? In his 4 years in the White House, Donald Trump got a taste of how difficult it is to govern people hostile to faith and biblical principles. On Friday morning at NRB, Bot Radio Network hosted a breakfast. Leesburg, Virginia pastor Gary Hamrick told attendees, "The marriage between woke ideology and liberal theology has produced passive pastors. Faithful pastors and broadcasters need their freedom protected. They also need courage." For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.